Now, do you feel that you have been to Calvary, and you believe this to be the truth, and you've never had Christian baptism yet? The services will be going on just in a few moments, downstairs. But it's later than I thought it was going to be, and yet I quoted it in Isaiah 53:5, that he was wounded for our transgressions. You believe that? He was bruised for our iniquity. You believe that? The chastisement of our peace, where we ought to have been chastised, but now we have peace because he was chastised for us. And our rebuke was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Physically healed. You believe that? Do you accept it? Do you believe that he remains the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe that God that wrote the Word always follows the Word, watches over it to confirm it? He keeps it? Will you believe it? Then you look to Calvary. Where you looked a few minutes ago for salvation, look to Calvary for healing of your body. And you believe. Here lays on a cot a child. I wished I could heal it. I can't. It's already. Here's just a fine-looking man, young fella, sitting in a wheelchair. I wished I could heal him. I can't. There's just a lady sitting in a wheelchair. I don't know what's wrong with him. But I can't do it. It's already done. There's people out there with heart trouble, cancers. Go to die. Something isn't done. Wish I could help you. You believe I would? Sure would. If I could take a quarter and lay it out on the street and push it around the city with my nose, everybody laughing at me, see you get healed, I'd do it. God knows that. I certainly would. But I can't do it. Because you're already. But God has sent me to point you to the place where it was done for you. Now with sincerity, come to it. With sincerity, the woman at the well looked upon Jesus when he said, go get your husband. He said, sir, I don't have a husband. He said, you said the truth because you've had five and one you have now is not yours. He said, with sincerity, sir, I believe that you are a prophet. Now, we know when the Messiah cometh, he's going to do these things, show us these things. But who are you? He said, I'm he. Now, with the deepest of sincerity, she accepted it. The little woman with the blood issue had spent all of her money. She just wasn't going down haphazardly. She spent all of her money on doctors and none of them could help her. And she come believing sincerely, not to say somebody else done it. As far as we know, nobody else had ever done it. She started something. She said, I believe that man so much that if I could touch the border of his garment, I'd be made whole. She just wasn't saying that. She believed it. She was sincere in it. No doubt it cost her membership in the church. It cost her a lot of things. But she was sincere. She was determined to do it. And her sincere touch on the border of his garment stopped him in his tracks. And he looked around and said, who touched me? When Peter rebuked him, he said, all the multitudes are touching you. He said, but I got weak. Virtue's gone from me. And he looked over the audience, but he found the woman and told her about her blood issue. And she felt in her body it stopped. And she was healed from that hour. Now that's the one that gave his life and was striped for your healing. The price is already paid. God accepted it. Your sins are gone. God accepted it. Justified us by raising him up and proving he accepted it. Not only his death at the cross, but his resurrection. And now sends his Spirit forth to witness his word. How could we doubt it? If you're sick, our Bible said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. In this great moment, I've suffered with sickness. I'm your fellow citizen. I'm your brother. And I know what it means to be sick. And I know a place to go. That hidden place of faith that touched his garment. Said, Lord Jesus, sincerely I come now. I'm sincere in this, Lord. You know my heart. You told me I could touch you. You're the high priest. I'm coming to touch you. Let me just have a touch, Lord. Something anchors back that you got it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. My Savior, I believe it. Don't you never leave that post. It's yours. Then, if he's risen, would he do the same thing today if he is alive? You believe he's alive? Because I live, you live also. Then he is alive. Then if he is alive, then he'll be the same as he ever was. Is that right? Now you believe. Now I'm supposed to tell you to look towards me, but I don't mean that in a way, I mean it in a way like Peter and John said to the man at the gate, look on us. That means give heed to what I'm saying. You believe that I've told you the truth. Let's put this thing to a test and see if it's right. Prove all things, the Bible says. I can't make him do it. But he promised to do it. That's where I hold it. He promised that he'd do it. The works that I do shall you also. He that believeth on me, and God knows, I believe I've been to Calvary. Years ago, I believe he keeps his word. You believe it too. If I could heal that child, I would do it. But I've told you, your child? I can't heal it. And if Jesus was standing here with his suit on, neither could he. He would ask you if you'd believe this word tonight. By his stripes, you were healed. I haven't got much faith, Brother Branham. Did you hear him say, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed? Now, mustard seed faith won't perform a miracle, but if you'll hold to it, it'll bring you out. Just anchor it, that's it. The spastic. If you'll believe that God will make it well, he'll do it. Will you believe it? Will you accept it? God grant it. You. Got a broken bone in the back. Never seen him alive, but that's what's wrong. I can't heal you, but you couldn't hide your life. You accept it? If you know what was wrong with the woman, if you know what was wrong here and there, it's still the same thing. You believe it? You accept it? What about you, lady? A multiple sclerosis. Do you believe that God will make you well of it? Now, you could have rheumatism or anything. Your life you couldn't hide. You believe it. For he was wounded for your sins. With his stripes you were healed. You believe it? That's exactly what he said. Man sitting over here in the corner. He's suffering with a stomach trouble. Got complications with him. He isn't from here, he's from Texas. You believe God knows you? I don't. Would it help you if the same God could say your name is Simon? Mr. Summons? And you can return to Texas to get well of your stomach trouble, if you believe it. Man said your father was a scientist. I don't know him. Never seen him. He's from Shreveport. Mr. Wallace, you believe? Is that true? Raise up your hand. Your faith makes you whole if you believe it. lady sitting back there. She's got a rupture. She's got a child with her that's retarded. I don't know her. I've never seen her. But she's not from here. But she believes me. She believes the word that I'm saying. She come from Arkansas. From Hope, Arkansas. Her name is Miss Jackson. Believe it, lady? Go and be healed. I struck far away in the back of the building a lady with a little boy that can't learn in school. She's not from here either. She's from Mississippi. Miss Stringer, believe with all your heart. And the little boy will get well. Thou canst believe all things are happy. A little aged woman sitting right here got cancer. Dying. Minnie, do you believe you'll get healed? Believe on the Lord. Now I challenge you to believe it. Mr. Grigsby, coming from the hospital with TB, believe with all your heart, be healed. I never seen a man in my life. What is it? I tie your name. By his stripes, we were healed. Do you believe it? Then it's his presence. He was wounded for our transgression. Then if he can do that, it proves that he's here with his word. Now, our transgressions and sincerity is forgiven. Our iniquities are gone. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. His stripes heals us. He proves it to us. We are forgiven. What does he do? Pick out that sincerity. Watch that person anchored to the cross. Visit these people, whoever it was. I see another one. Just keep on believing. Let me ask you something. Do you believe it with all your heart? Jesus said these signs will follow them that believe. How many believe? Then lay your hands on one another. If you're a believer, you're as much this child as I am. What is it? It's a vindication that he's here. Oh, can't we come in sincerity now? After his word? After his presence? That's the very God that'll judge you on the judgment day. Oh, God, have mercy tonight. I pray, Heavenly Father, that the blessed Holy Spirit, the living Christ, not an idol, not a city, not a tradition, but a living Christ that's raised from the dead, honoring his word when he's preached in the power of his blood and his resurrection. These are believers. The last commission you said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord Jesus, I'm praying with them. I'm at the cross. They're at the cross. We got everything in common. Here's the blood of Jesus Christ. Here's the Son of God with us, proving himself to be here. We put our hands up on his quivering body. We accept our healing. And our Satan, we adjure thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of here and leave these people that they might go and be made well through the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I believe him. Let's say it together. I believe him. I accept him. Now call your name. By his stripes, stay with me. By his stripes, now your name. William Branham was healed. It's over. It's finished. The God that made the promise is here to confirm the promise. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. And the God that sent him was with him and in him. He said, if I don't do his works, don't believe me. If I'm not telling you the truth, he won't back it up. But the God that sent forth his disciples has sent this move of God into the land. He's with it to prove that he's with it. The very signs that was promised are vindicating his presence. We're in the presence of Jesus Christ. I accept your healing. I accept it. I don't care what happens now. I'm not looking to that. I'm looking to your faith anchored down there. Anchored at the cross where you place your hand on your sacrifice. Go and believe it. You'll have to get well. I love him. I love him. Because he loves me. Keep your hand on your sacrifice now. And just my salvation on Calvary. Let us stand now. I raise your hands and your hearts now. What are you loving for? Our sacrifice. Our propitiation. Why did he torture completely delivered, Sam? And just my salvation on Calvary. I love. Oh, I just can't quit saying it somehow. What do you think of that, sonny? You believe it? Believe that old stomach trouble's going to leave you? Huh? Not the stomach's going to leave? All right, it will. How many sick people's in the building? Raise up your hand. Say, I'm sick. I need healing. Just wherever, all over the building, you need. Well, it's pretty near everywhere. Now remember, from this time on, I'm not responsible for a critic or anything that would happen. So if you don't believe, this is your time to leave. See? Because remember, these go from one to another. How many times have we seen it? One to another, I've seen them fall with epilepsy, take cancer, die, paralyzed in their seats. You know that. How many knows that note about it and see it's all over there, everywhere? So, it's your time to leave. If you're a critic, don't sit here now, because you'll certainly be in danger. Believers, remain in your seats. Be humble. There's not many people in this building that I know. I know my church, or some of the people from my church. Sister Lout, Brother Moore was here. How many in here knows that I don't know nothing about you? Raise your hand. Practically everyone. Now, if Christ was standing here and you were sick, how would you ask him for healing? Certainly you would. Could he heal you? He'd tell you he'd already done it. By his stripes you were healed. But by his Messiah sign to show that he was what Moses said and what God said, if there be one among you who's spiritual or prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him. And if what he says is the truth, then hear him. If it doesn't, don't listen to it. I speak to him in visions. What he says comes to pass, then that's truth. But if it doesn't, then don't believe it. Now, I predict and tell you that Christ is present. scientific world has proved it in the pictures. We're near now. Now, you with a trouble, I want you to be just as humble as you can be and just bow your heads for a moment and pray all together. And just believe now with all your heart that Christ is present. Just have faith, don't doubt, ever worry. In prayer. Just pray humbly. Say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me. I'm trying to believe. As we sit communing with Christ, God help us. God be merciful to us. To draw nigh unto us as we thinking like the disciples, thinking, talking. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, the scripture said. Just be reverent in your hearts, looking, believing. Now, as you raise your heads at your prayer, now look this way. And you believe now that Christ lives. Confess all your wrong and believe that Christ lives. And now, if he is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, then if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, how would he act if he was touched? The woman had touched his garment. He physically didn't feel it because the Palestinian garment hangs loose with the underneath garment. And so Peter rebuked him, said, everybody's touched. He said, yes, but it was a different touch. Virtue, strength went from him. And he looked over his audience till he found a little woman. And he told her she had a blood issue and her faith had saved her. Now that's the way the high priest acted yesterday. And if he's the same high priest, he'd act the same today. Now, Bennett, he don't have a corporal body on earth but just his bride. He works through that. Man, he's always, it was God and Elijah, God and David, God. In Christ always, see. He's got his body on earth. Now, no matter how much he would anoint me, he's got to anoint you too. Many things Jesus could not do himself because of their unbelief. We know that. They said he'd done this in Capernaum, let's see him do it here. And he was astonished and walked away and left him. See, that's their unbelief. Now, you believe him. And if you could see the visible appearance of him, wouldn't it help you? Certainly. Well, now, he can't appear in a physical body. If he does, the astronauts are done gone. See, you know, when he comes, the church is gone. See, we know that. You could see a vision of him, but his life is in here. Now, if there's a man standing here with nail scars in his hand and thorn prints, any hypocrite could do that. See? But you judge by what life he was. Watch what the Jews told him, said, well, you're a man making yourself God. He said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. But if I do the works of my Father, then believe the works, for they testify of me. Same tonight. Let's take it row by row. It's just everywhere. Believe now. In these rows here. How many over there are sick now? Knows that I don't know. You just raise your hand and say, I'm sick. I pray. God. Just watching, I cannot make it happen. It's just like, I can't explain it. It's just like a dream, only you're not asleep. You're built born that way, to see visions. If I told you, dream me a dream, you couldn't do it. Take somebody who gives you the dream to do it. I can't see a vision for you unless God shows it to me. If you just have faith and believe that what I've said is the truth. That's what he told me when that light stood there where there's everybody looking at it. And you take the pictures. It's from Washington, D.C., copyright.
angel of the Lord. You just have faith to believe it. There's a lady. Now I want you all to look here. Did you see that light hanging over this lady here, little lady sitting right back here? Now, try to hide your sin now. I challenge that to a showdown. Can't you see that light right here? Now look real close. Ask the Lord to show you right here. Emerald? Circling the same one. How many have seen the picture of it? Let's see your answer. Well, here it is. Right here. See, what is it? We're in a dimension now. I've never seen that lady. But look to me, sister. We're strangers one to another. I don't know you. God knows you. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're wanting, or something that you've done, something you ought not to have done, or something that's wrong with you, something that you know that I know nothing about. And if He knows what has been, He surely will know what will be. You'll know whether that's the truth or not. If you'll tell me that, will you believe me to be His servant and believe His presence for the rest of you do it? The lady's suffering with a heart trouble. That's right. She has a gallbladder disorder. That's what the doctor told her. I've never seen her in my life. That's right. You've got someone on your heart you're praying for. It's a boy. And he's in the service. And he's not here. He's in a place where he's near a mountains, Denver. Right? And he's bothered with his nervous condition. That's right. You believe God can tell me what your name is? Mrs. Radcliffe? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see what I mean by astronaut? Now here, there's a man pulling off his glasses, wiping the tears from his eyes. He's putting his glasses back on. The light hangs right to him. He's a stranger to me. You suffer with arthritis, though. I don't know you. We're strangers, is that right? You're not from here. You're from Arkansas. You believe God can tell me your name just like He told Jesus who Peter's name was? Mr. Vaughn? That is correct. Go back believing. Here's a lady sitting right next to you looking right at me. Don't you see that light over that lady there? Look at me. She's a stranger to me. But she's touched him. She's in contact. He's moved right over where she's at. The Spirit of God. The lady's suffering with a lump in her breast. That's right. She's not from here either. You're from Arkansas. You believe God can tell me who you are? Mrs. Satak. Astronaut. Praying for a loved one, aren't you? Got cancer. Dorothy Driscoll. Just believe and have faith. It'll happen. Tumor on the breast. Lump. Miss Dickerson, if you believe with all your heart, God will take it away from you. I don't know her, never seen her in my life. That's right, isn't it? You see what I mean? You believe? Azusa Street never seen those things. That hasn't been since Christ was on earth. And Christ is on earth now in the form of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Trying to get you away from these earthbound things to lift you up into His presence. He that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Do you believe that? How many of you are holding prayer cards to be prayed for? How many of you got confidence in these minister brothers? How many ministers are here? Raise up your hand. I'd like to have some of you come here stand with me just a moment. Some of you brothers who believe in divine healing. I want those who've got prayer cards to line up over on this side. We're going to pray for the sick. While this anointing is moving, I don't want it to leave, you see. I want to lay hands on you right now. You with prayer cards, line up right over here. Just come right down this way. Let some of the ministers of the gospel come here to me just a moment.
If you die in your sin, God is not responsible. If you die in your sin of unbelief, in the presence of Almighty God, how can you do it? Come here, minister, brother. Any minister who wants to stand with me, I'm happy to have it. You're the Son of God, come stand with me to help pray for these sick people. Come, stand out here while they make this line for one. Then would you just down there? You with the prayer part, now stand out of your mouth. The rest of the church, put your head down now in prayer. Minister, brothers, will you come out of our cross from this? Just make a double line just so they make it. God, everybody here now is sovereign, sacred, and good power. Some of your people be standing in this peril. Remember that if a spirit of Christ will do the works of God, and if the spirit of Christ has proved itself continually through the week, through the time, never has it ever failed one time. These missionaries here with me know, barn field for a half a million people standing, can't even speak your language, don't have the strength. Things to do and should not do. Is that all there is? It's going to be great for us. All right. Rest of you bow your head now, and I won't die if you will to come here and lead the song. We're in a great position. Now here, please don't move on. That you're coming to pray. Great position. Everyone bow your head in prayer. Heavenly Father, now we want the anointing of the Spirit,
yes,
as we lay our hands up on these sick people.
Oh,
may they pass by here not as they're passing by their brethren.
Oh,
may they pass by knowing that Jesus Christ is here in our midst.
Yes.
And we're only carrying out His wishes and His commandments. Let it be, Lord, that this night, that every person that comes by, may they be healed. Bless these ministers of the gospel here.
Yes.
May the power of God be upon them. And as they fulfill the commission, the last word, Lord, that you told us when you were here on earth, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils.
Yes.
They'll speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents or drink deadly things, it won't harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's what you promised, Lord. We are here. We're in a critical age. We're in a critical time. It's always been that way against the truth of the gospel.
Yes.
Now, let us have it.
Yes.
Let them who are innocent and are ready for healing, may they come and be healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
While the rest of the church, everybody pray as the line filed in, be in prayer now, and brother, just as they come by, pray, lay your hands on them. Each one passing by, go off with your thanking the Lord Jesus for your healing.
The great your many sins.
go on your way in peace to Him and wear a crown with Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name.
Is that always to be prayed for? Is anybody else to be prayed for? It's a very short line. Did I get them all the other night? Okay, we got some people sitting in the wheelchairs. We want to lay hands on them. Just continue singing and praying while we go down to ministry.
All glory to the dying Lamb, I now believe in. I love the blessed Savior's name. I love the name of Jesus. Sweetest name in seraph song. Sweetest name on mortal tongue.
Jesus Christ, let thy spirit come up on this heart and heal him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's stand up on our feet now and give praise to God. Let's raise up our hands and say, Heavenly Father, in doing this we give thanks and praise to you, for you are our you help us, Lord, and do these things because that you are God and keep your word. We love you and honor you and praise you with all of our heart. God, take this service into your hands now. Give faith to everyone through Jesus' name. Amen. God, your post down now. God, down your post of faith. Say, right here I accept it. Here I believe it. Right now it's over. I can. I know it's done. In the name of Jesus Christ, raise up your hands, give praise, and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. All right, Brother Don? God bless you.